Section 4, Self-Assessment Changes. Finance Bill 2007 introduces a new single penalty for an incorrect return. The term return is widely drafted. It includes not just the obvious returns that we're used to, but it also includes claims, accounts, and other documents. In its scope, it will cover income tax, corporation tax, PAYE, NIC, and VAT. And this legal provision replaces the older legislative provisions across the older acts. This penalty will be determined by a number of things: the amount of tax understated, very importantly, the nature of the behaviour giving rise to the understatement, and the extent of the disclosure. The bill has also introduced the concept of a suspended penalty, although there are scant details on this at the moment, and we'll have to wait and see what the Finance Committee makes of this as the bill moves through the parliamentary process. The details are on Budget Notice 79, which is available on the HMRC website, and it does say that there will be no penalty for a genuine mistake, although there will be penalty for a failure to take reasonable care and higher penalties for deliberate concealment. Now, when's this supposed to be coming in? Well, there's quite a long time span on this one, just because of the way the legislation works, and this new regime is expected to be introduced for returns that are filed after the 31st of March 2009, for return periods starting after the 31st of March 2008. So, as an example, for a personal tax return for the year ending the 5th of April 2009, that is the first one that's going to be affected. The changes in the budget also affected self-assessment filing dates, and the details of this particular measure can be found in Budget Notice 81. The self-assessment filing dates are to be changed as a result of Lord Carter's review of HMRC online filing services. You may remember the Nota November campaign and the way that Lord Carter rather graciously changed his mind in the face of considerable opposition from the bodies, including the AAT. Now, this change will apply to tax returns for individuals, for partnerships and trustees who complete tax returns. And the new rules will apply to tax returns that are issued on or after the 6th of April 2008 and relate to the 2007-08 tax year and after. Under this new system, there will be two separate filing dates. For paper returns, there will be a new date of the 31st of October. And for online returns, the filing date will remain at the 31st of January. For paper returns, where the taxpayer wishes HMRC to do the tax calculation, the current 30th of September filing date will move to the 31st of October. Now, there are some consequential changes that arise out of this. Firstly, they relate to the dates in which the return can be amended. Under the new rules, all returns, whether filed by paper or electronically, will have the same amendment date, that's where the taxpayer chooses to amend, of the first anniversary of the 31st of January following a year end. But perhaps the more significant change is the effect that Lord Carter's proposals will have on changes to inquiry windows, and the details of this particular measure can be found in Budget Notice 80. These measures will affect individuals, trustees, partnerships, and most companies. The changes affect self-assessment returns for 2007-08 and subsequent years, and for company returns for accounting periods ending after the 31st of March 2008. The basic shape of this is that inquiry windows will be linked to the date that the return is received by HMRC. Now, that's quite different, because at the moment the inquiry date starts at a standard 31st of January and then goes for 12 months to the following 30th of January. So the inquiry window under the new system will run to the anniversary of the date that the return is actually received. So when a return is received earlier than the filing deadline, the inquiry window will close earlier than under the current rules. So what does this mean to us? Well, it may cut one of two ways, depending upon the client. They may put us under pressure to submit returns early, on the basis that the sooner it goes in, the sooner the 12-month window is finished. But on the other hand, there may well be some who take the view that leaving it till the 31st of January is still the best way to go, because it means their return is submerged under the tidal wave of other returns that hit HMRC in the last few days of January. There's one more measure under this section that I'd like to have a look at, and it's the effective date of payment by cheque as far as VAT and corporation tax is concerned. Again, the details can be found in Budget Notice 80, which provided that there will be changes to the rules for effective payment dates. Now, at the moment, and let's consider a VAT return, the tax is deemed to be paid when the cheque is received. So for, say, a June return, we would get that in, that is the return and the payment, by the last day of July, and HMRC would be satisfied. Now, under this new measure, we need to allow plenty of time for the payments to actually be cleared. So it does mean that for those of us who are under pressure from clients to put returns in as late as possible, and of course the ones most affected by this are likely to be VAT returns, we are going to have to think about putting the returns in earlier to allow those funds to be cleared. And of course, to some extent, that depends upon the bank. Now, when's this going to happen? The change is expected to happen in the autumn of 2007.